Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NFA meeting in Whistler, British Columbia, and I'm with Jason McSwain, the president of the organization. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to see you, Ken.
It's good to talk to you. Now, you wear two hats. Let's start with the main hat you wear. You're also president of McSwain Carpet and Floors. It has 11 stores, and you told me last time we talked that about half your business is retail and the other half is B2B. So how's business doing right now?
It's picked up. We had a slow end of the year, so December, November kind of got quiet, but had a really strong January, which in the Midwest is always a gamble. Never know what January will turn out. So we're glad to have a good start to the year and look to build on that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You're in Cincinnati, so there's been some weather, and I know you probably look at year-over-year numbers, and that's probably weather factors every year, but we're here in the January and February were slower than it's been in a while, right?
I think across our group, as we went through each of the 42 members, they have a growth plan for their year, and it wasn't an across-the-board slow start for this group, but I hear retail's getting off to a slower start.
Yeah, but I hear March is looking a little better. Yeah.
We're glad March is here.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk back to NFA for a minute. You had your business meeting. I know you changed the format of some of it, and people are very pleased with that. One of the things you did is you broke out into little parts, and you had board members meeting, you know, like one on four with the members. That was a good idea, and that way you got feedback from what the members want the board to do, right?
Right. The whole purpose of the board is to serve for the betterment of the members, and if we're looking to get closer to those, make sure that the communication is key, something that Ken Jackson spoke to us and pushed as a very valuable piece of any organization. So we had that. The direct board had already planned to have a different structure, which just gave us some breakout time and have communication both ways. What's the board working on, as well as what questions the members might have had or things they would look for the board to work on before we meet again. And then those small groups can all come together in our notes, and we'll just sift those through to find out our direction.
So what are some of the key initiatives for the NFA to work through in 19?
Well, one of them that each member brought to this meeting was just the aspect of performance reviews. That's part of every organization. Out of 42 members, we all do it differently. And to be able to share new metrics or ways that one company might do it radically different, you can take those back and work them into your plan. One, it's just if you regularly have a method, it might get a little stale for your associates, your employees. And whole purpose is to develop their talent to the next level. And if you can refresh that by taking ideas from another retailer, that's just an easy win. Was part of our goal this year.
All right, so it's kind of an HR topic, and you're talking about having members say what's working and what's not working and sharing with other members on how you review your employees and perhaps focus on building your culture, right?
Yeah, and we believe that people are your strongest asset and the hardest to find and recruit if you're growing your business. And so developing the ones you have, making it a place that they see growth in a future. Here in the biggest part of a performance time is really just making sure that you're in sync with what their goals are and the alignment of the company's goals and objectives. And you know, to do that in a new way is a healthy piece I can bring back to our business from a couple days with the NFA members.
All right, anything else, like say from a product perspective?
We'll continue to look at ways that the group can buy individually, but if there's a common product that we can bring together for value for a vendor, we were able to achieve that this meeting. The LVT area is continuing to grow, and it's also encouraging, you know, from a carpet standpoint. Our group grew in total carpet dollars last year, so you know, we're not shrinking as a carpet category in the industry, but we're also growing in that LVT hard surface area.
Oh, that's interesting. So in carpet, do you know whether it was veteran goods? Do you sub-segment that analysis?
Yeah. Steve Hendricks heads our carpet committee and does just an exceptional job. He brought each manufacturer so we can see where growth is, break that out between yards and dollars, and then a subtotal as well. In that, then, you can see the group as a whole really grew in better-priced carpeting.
Okay.
Some brands, Karastan, Fabrica, And so, you know, that would obviously help total sales in that higher end, that fashion side.
Mm-hmm. What about the wood business? How are you doing in that?
As a group, Ian gives leadership to that for our group and doing well. We're looking at unique ways that's an important category for most retailers, even though LVT, different variations are continuing to encroach on that wood category. But for some, you know, for our brand in Cincinnati, we are strong in hardwood and refinishing. So to be able to have a group that's working to bring new ideas in the wood area is valuable for us.
Yeah, we actually, in our analysis, think LVT has probably impacted the real hardwood business more than any other category. That's why I asked the questions. We're actually trying to make a call now for what the 18 number is over 17, and it's looking like it's a negative number. So that's why I was curious about the group as a whole in hardwood. Oh, one side note I wanted to mention. I know there was a couple of members that didn't make it this year. You had one member that had their passport out of date, but another one is Sam out of Houston. Sam Roberts actually had a little bit of a skiing incident, and I know he's going to fully recover, but he wasn't able to make it because of that, right?
Yeah, Sam and I talked, and he passed along a couple pieces that he wanted to make sure his comrades knew here, and so see him in our next time together this fall.
Yeah.
So
where's the meeting this fall?
It'll be in Nashville.
All right, Jason, it was good to talk to you, and thanks for giving us an update on the NFA. Again, we're talking to Jason McSwain, the president of McSwain Carpet and Floors, based in Cincinnati, and also the president of the NFA. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.